Okay, guys, we want to
welcome to Brick by Brick, where we begin to build the new you. Here's a simple truth: you're not perfect, and that's okay because you are actually awesome or on your way to being awesome. And with this podcast, we will begin to tackle the rough topics of life. We will journey to a place in which you used to be in order to get to the place in which you choose to be. You see, you were born to be amazing, and together you and I will help and make sure that you get there. Don't let anybody stop you, and never let anybody treat you any less than what you're actually worth. In order for you to get to this level, in order for you to get to this point, the first thing you must do is start seeing you through different main eyes. And remember, keep smiling.
You've done a great job.
It looks good on your face.
Tangible. Layman's terms of what self-esteem is. Self-esteem is the way you view yourself, what you feel about yourself. So self-esteem is the way you view yourself, how you feel about yourself, and if you even like yourself. This is self-esteem. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what causes a low self-esteem can be many things. It's normally when you view someone greater than yourself and they view you lesser than what you already view you. That'll definitely give you low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hear what I said. When you look up to someone and they talk to you, treat you, or say something about you that's even lesser than what you think about it is. Mm-hmm. It's funny how you... Okay, let's take something. This is going to be funny. But I just want to show you how serious self-esteem is. Okay, so your pinky toe, okay? You either like your pinky toe or you don't like your pinky toe, right? You don't like the toenail or the corn on it, whatever it is, right? Or you love it, right? You love your feet. You take pictures of your feet, but pretty feet, okay? Either way, if you don't like it, it's because you were told by someone else why you shouldn't like it, or how it was less appealing than what it is. You never had an opinion about your pinky toe until someone gave it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with life itself. You know, think about it. If you believe you're overweight, you never knew you were overweight until someone made you feel like you were overweight.
Mm-hmm.
So self-esteem comes when it's someone you respect. Low self-esteem comes when someone that you respect puts something on you that not only doesn't fit at all, but it's even lower than what you thought of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that would give you low self-esteem every single time. You may have thought it was average,
mm-hmm.
but they told you it was below average, and now you believe them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you believe them, you gave the team inside of you to believe them as well.
A couple weeks ago, we touched on the topic of knowing your worth.
Okay.
How does knowing your worth coincide with having self-esteem or having high or low self-esteem?
Well, first off, knowing your worth, and I believe you asked me a question of what is worth, you know, and I said it's this predestined value that has already been placed upon you by something greater than you. Now, that can be in a Christian aspect, that's God, or that can just be from a universal aspect, that's life, whatever you believe in. But the point here is, that's something that I don't control. I don't control your value. It's something that has already been valued upon you.
Mm-hmm.
So how does the two parallel one another? Or where's the tie-in between these two, self-worth and self-esteem? Mm-hmm. Well, they both go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Now, they're the same and they're kind of different, but they definitely go hand in hand. Allow me to explain. Mm-hmm. If you believe that your self-worth is low, then it drags your self-esteem low as well. Now, here's the problem. It's a major problem. It's actually the opposite way. The problem is your self-esteem went down and you made your self-worth go down. And that's the truth. The truth of the matter is you feel a certain way about yourself, so you let people treat you the way you feel. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. It's not that your self-worth brought your self-esteem down. The truth is you brought your worth down because your self-esteem says you're down. And people, and this is a sensitive topic. I mean, this is a topic that's not talked about enough. It's rarely in churches. Matter of fact, I've never been in. Only our church speaks about this thing. We don't like to talk about low self-esteem. And if we do, it's always, oh, stop it, you'd be okay. You know, totally invalidating someone with valid reasons to have low self-esteem. What are some of these reasons? You tried to date a boy and he called you ugly, he laughed behind your back or something. Low self-esteem. Fourth grade teacher told you you wouldn't go be anything. Low self-esteem. Someone told you when you read out loud for the first time and you were nervous that you couldn't read. Now you don't read any books. Low self-esteem. Someone told you that you're overweight, so now you just eat anyway, getting even more weight. Why? Low self-esteem. You know, all these things tie into low self-esteem. And what happened is you allow your worth to be diminished because they diminish your self-esteem. Now, we got to get away from this. We have to stop doing these things. And hopefully our listeners have brought in questions to address such a issue, or maybe you come up with a question on your own to tackle such a topic. All right, what we got?
So it's interesting that you brought up relationships because a lot of men and women get low self-esteem because they're with somebody like that. Transparent moment, I was in a relationship with somebody who, when everything was good, I was the best person in the world. But when things weren't going right, every flaw that I didn't even know I had started getting pointed out. How do we get past the bad relationships, either if it's an intimate relationship or a relationship with your family or anything? How do you get past what you've been told about yourself?
Okay, well, that's two different things. How do you get past the bad relationships? How do we get past what you've been told about yourself? So those are two amazing questions, and let's separate them. So, how do you get past bad relationships? Guys, unfortunately for you, only time heals certain wounds. And I wish I can, like, ball up time right now and throw it at you so you can speed yourself past this pain. But the truth is, you're going to have to be able to stay alive during the days that you don't feel so well. You know, you're going to have to stay alive during the days that kill you the most, right? So in order for you to get past this bad relationship, you have to stay alive long enough for time to take its effect on you. Time does make things easier. And I get easier said than done. I get that. And I'm sorry, but I don't have a great answer for you. This is a great answer because this is not the cure-all. The cure-all is time, but time doesn't move as fast as you want it to.
Right.
Now, here's a great question inside that question. What do you do within this time that helps you get to time where you need it to fix you up? Well, you need to be able to hang with people that are doing something positive or just be busy, you know? As for people have death in their family, and they stay busy at work. Now this is a healthy thing to do, but if you swing that pendulum too far, you can start staying busy without dealing with the actual problem. It's okay to cry. Don't keep it built in. Let some things go, and then respect the fact that time will eventually catch up with your pain, or better said, you will eventually catch up with your relief. Now, secondly, how do you get past the bad things people have said on you? You have to take your power back. Listen, you have to take your power back. Third time's a charm. Take your power back. People should not be able to walk into a room and alter your mood because they walked into a room. You shouldn't have to feel like you don't belong because someone walked into a room. Here's a better way. You shouldn't feel like things are going to hurt you, because you should feel like you control these things. Take back your time. If someone has hurt you, if someone has affected you, if someone has done any of these things, then what you need to do is go to them and just smile in their direction. I'm not telling you to be mean. I'm not telling you to be anything. But what I am telling you to do is respect the fact that if you shake the hand of the person trying to hurt you, you have just taken their power away from you. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have to be able to take back your power. If someone has been trying to hurt you, someone has been trying to assassinate your character, or whatever that is, take back your power, and you will find out that it gets easier for you to deal with situations. Take back your power.
You talked about someone shouldn't be able to walk into a room and alter our moods.
Right.
Why do you think we give people, and I don't want to say who don't matter, but who don't matter, our power?
Because you don't even know you did. You have no idea that you gave them a huge piece of you that they now control. You have no idea that while you're losing sleep of what they did for you, they're having the time of their lives. If you were able to watch your life on TV, you would know exactly what to do with you and your situation and your pain. But since you're in it, you can't see the forest because you're too busy looking at the trees. So since you happen to be looking at the trees, you can't see the forest. So the deal is you need to be able to recognize that they actually have power over you. You can't take back your power if you have not realized that people actually have power over you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, so another thing is, nothing is ever what it seems.
Right.
It maybe in our eyes, it feels like the world is coming to an end.
Right.
But in actuality, it's not that bad. It's bad to us, but it's not that bad. How do we get past that? How do we take the bad but not break down, is I guess what I'm trying
to say. No, that's a great question. The truth is, as you said, nothing is ever what it seems. Most of the time you think someone's talking behind your back, they are not.
Mm-hmm.
When you think people are, you know, like we tend to make situations 1,000 times worse because our brain has went and said all the things people could be saying, the things that people could be saying about us. And the truth is, what you've just done is you've taken your low self-esteem,
mm-hmm,
and you've let it heighten what you think is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you think about it, the worse it gets, and 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 the worse it gets, to the point where they then said the most evil things known to man about you. And the truth is, they probably weren't even talking about you at all.
Mm-hmm.
So the person that you believe has hurt you, and they probably did. I'm not trying to take away that they, mm-hmm, did hurt you. Yes, they hurt you, and yes, it is exactly what it seems in that case. But then you've taken what they've done, and you went on and on and on. I wonder who she's with. I wonder what she's doing. I wonder what's happening. Maybe she's doing it. Man, she's having the time of her life. And the truth is, she may be suffering, or he may be suffering. But the truth is, your brain has taken it 1,000 times further, mm-hmm, than what it should be. You need to realize that nothing is ever what it seems. And by doing that, you take comfort in the fact that you stop worrying about things that you should not be worried about, because you discount and go, you know what? That's probably not that anyway. Allow for me to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's nothing ever what it seems. Got me another question?
Yes.
Outstanding.
What happens when the people around you, your family or like your closest friends, know that you have low self-esteem and they're not trying to do anything to build you up? Why do people let you suffer when they know something isn't right?
Okay, I gotta say, all this is said with great respect,
mm-hmm,
but there's a but.
Mm-hmm.
But people love you being less than them. Hear what I'm saying? This can be your mother or whomever. This can be your father. This can be your brother. And with great respect, I'm just saying, this could even be your spouse. In fact, it may occur more often than none in your spouse. Here's the deal. People let you have low self-esteem because the truth is they have low self-esteem and they feel powerful when you are weaker than them because they always believe they're the weakest. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They go outside and they feel the weakest, mm-hmm. so they have to come back inside and feel strong. So in order to make you, in order to make them feel strong, they must make you feel weak. Mm-hmm. People would do this to you. People would tear you down in order to build themselves up. Get away from these people right now. You know, if this is your family, just limit your time with them. I'm not saying dismiss them. I'm not saying never talk again. That's not really morally correct. Yeah, it's not healthy either. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's not healthy at all. I'm not saying hold grudges. But you should have the capability to limit your time with such people.
Okay. Have you ever personally had issues with low self-esteem? And if yes, you don't have to go into details about your situation, but how did you overcome your low self-esteem? How did you become the person that you are today?
Well, I keep saying that. I don't know if I'm somebody today, but yes, I had low self-esteem issues because of the way I grew up. You may know my story. You may not. I'll give you a super cliff note version. I wasn't raised. I was homeless from 6 to 18. Picked on a lot. A lot of things. I had low self-esteem. Here's how I got past it. I stopped caring what people thought about me. Now, that sounds horrible. I know it does. It's not even like this morally correct thing to say. And I don't mean that in a negative manner, but what I am saying is I reached a point in life to where I did not need other people to validate who I was. And I reached that point pretty early. And so when I said I don't care what they thought about me anymore, I'm not talking about positive people. I'm talking about the people that have power over me. I just simply stopped letting them validate me. Mm-hmm. I don't need your validation. I don't want it. I don't need it. If you're going to be negative to me, I respect your opinion. I am thankful that you said it, but I am not going to let your opinion of me become the denotation of who I am. Mm-hmm. That's not okay. So you have denotation and you have a connotation, okay? So in a dictionary, whatever the definition of the word means, that's its denotation. That means that this word is intended to be this thing. Let's break this down. So the color red is meant to be exactly what it is, red, right? Mm-hmm. It's like red color. That's a denotation. Mm-hmm. But the connotation of the color red can mean anything. Mm-hmm. I was red with anger, right? Mm-hmm. Now, that's telling you that I want to paint the town red, right? Mm-hmm. All these things. That's the connotation of the word. And I'm telling you not to let other people's negative expectations of you become your denotation, mm-hmm. which means who you literally are. Mm-hmm. I may think that you can't do this, and it's your job not to let what I think become the definition of who you are. And so what I basically did, and I really hope this helps you guys, I really, really do, I basically stopped caring about people who really only wanted me in tears in the first place. Excuse me. I basically stopped caring about what people thought about me. Not the people, but what they thought. Who only wanted me in tears. Mm-hmm. Take your life back. And how you do that is stop yearning for other people to give you a validation. You are already awesome. You are already beautiful. You're there way before I got here, way before this podcast existed. You were there before whatever book you read this month. Mm-hmm. You were already amazing.
that has nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. Don't let negative expectations become your current denotation. Mm-hmm. There it is.
Funny you brought up your childhood, mm-hmm. because we often associate low self-esteem with adults. But the truth is, kids suffer from low self-esteem more than we know.
That's right.
Every day on the news, you're hearing about somebody being bullied, kids fighting. Unfortunately, there's videos all over the internet about kids fighting, things like that. And a child may not be listening to this, but how can a parent address their child who is obviously suffering from low self-esteem during school or anything like that? How do you address that with your child?
Start speaking life into your children. Start telling them how awesome they are. You know, create a culture in your... Okay, so every house, everything has this culture. Create a culture in your house that every time your child does something great, mm-hmm. you give them a high five. Good job, you know, or great this, or man, you read very well. Wow, you can read that, son, or wow, you can read that, daughter. When I was your age, I couldn't read as good as you. Mm-hmm. You are already just as good as your father is, all right? When I was your age, I wasn't as smart as you. You are just so smart. Do this for your children. Because you'll find out they'll take that compliment into their environment. Wow. They would take that compliment into their environment, and they would tune out those negative people's voices and only hear, well, my daddy thinks I'm the best reader in the house. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And because of that, they'll stop listening to what other people are saying and only listen to what you're saying. Confidence can be instilled in people, especially children. Compliment. If you haven't complimented someone in a long time, shame on you. And get out there and throw someone a compliment. You never know. That may be the compliment that person gets all year long. Mm-hmm. The one from you. Mm-hmm. And it may be, serious comment, it may be the one thing that stops someone from committing suicide. One compliment from you. You have no idea how powerful your words are. Use them and give life to people in your words.
I'm glad you brought up the word suicide, mm-hmm. because we don't talk about low self-esteem, but we definitely don't talk about suicide.
That's true.
And unfortunately, they connect some kind of way.
Yeah.
Talk to somebody who is on the verge of committing suicide or on the verge of just giving up because life is, in their eyes, the worst thing possible. They don't see the good. They focus all on the bad, and they're just ready to give up. There's no hope inside of them. How do you address that person? How do you, I don't want to say stop them, but how do you get them
them. Yeah, no, I'm just foolish enough to believe that every time I talk, I believe I'm helping someone. And I don't say that out of arrogance. You ought to believe the same thing. Don't believe that whatever you're doing is in void or you know, or in vain. No. Every time you do something, you make a difference. So, yeah, we'll say stop. And I want to talk to you right now. If you're one of the people on the verge of committing suicide, you want to commit suicide, you've tried to commit suicide, you thought about committing suicide, or you have plans to do it right after this podcast, if this is you, you're better than that. And I don't mean that in a bad way. What I'm saying is you're much better than what you're giving yourself credit for. Mm-hmm. Look at the amazing things you've done just today. For you, it may be nothing, but you've in your painful situation right now, you gave someone a compliment. You know how amazing you have to be in pain? Do you know how amazing you have to be to desperately want someone to say something nice to you, but you're always saying something nice to other people? To be desperately waiting on a compliment, to be desperately waiting on a smile, but you're always giving smiles to other people? You are one of the people who would change the world. This world is not changed by selfish people. Please understand,
please understand that you are greater than what you're giving yourself credit for. And every storm has to run out of rain. It can't rain forever. It's impossible. It is against the nature's laws of physics. One thing cannot happen forever. That is not the way this works. You have to understand that you are important to somebody. And if you remove yourself from this world, then you believe that you're not important to somebody and no one's going to miss you. That is false. Someone will. Someone will cry. Someone will miss you. And most importantly, you are amazing. It takes a strong person to know that, to think that I'm nothing, but all your life you make sure everyone else thinks like there's something. That's powerful. You are a kind of person that can change the world. Change the world, because that is definitely the kind of character you have. Change the world. Change the world. Change the world. It takes an amazing person to be in pain, but always wants other people not to be where you are. You can do this. Keep rewind what I just said. Do whatever you got to do. You can do this. I believe in you. Stay in the game. That's my response to that.
Cultures you create inside of our organization is that no one should suffer alone.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, there are people out there who don't feel like they have somebody to talk to, or actually don't have somebody to talk to. So if they're one of those persons, who do they turn to? Who do they lean on for support?
Yeah, that's great. I'll even push that a little further. Some of you guys have everybody around you, but you still feel so alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're forced to be the man and the woman in a relationship, or you're forced to be the strong person. But when it's time for you to cry, you don't have anyone to cry on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll address both of you guys. I'll address who Tip has said, you know, for you guys that don't have, you're going through something, you just don't have anybody to talk to. And then I'll address the people who have everyone to talk to, but the people around you don't give you their shoulder like you give them yours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so get inside of some sort of community. This could be a fraternity. This mm-hmm. could be a church. This could be a job with a positive workforce. This could be a friend. The more you're around your own self, the more your thoughts are going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Get somewhere in a community that it's all about uplifting one another. The more you're around people who lift you up, the higher you get, and the more or the less of a chance it is for you to try to commit suicide, you know, or for you to have low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
The answer to your question is simple. Jump yourself inside of a community of people. It doesn't have to be a large community. It could be two people, three people, one person. Get next to somebody that won't let you suffer alone. Find yourself there. If you can't find that person, it's in an organization. Get out the bed and go start searching. And if you start searching, you'll find out where you should be at.
So before I get to your closing thoughts, I just want to say I've been there.
Yeah.
I suffer from low self-esteem. I've wanted to give up on life on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
I felt like I didn't have anybody to turn to, and at the same time, I had plenty of people around me, but I didn't have a shoulder to cry on, but yeah. I was their shoulder. So I just want to personally say, it gets better.
I'll tell you
it
what.
It sucks right now. But
you
it
give the
gets,
closing thoughts. That's
gets,
what you do.
It gets better. If you will cry, and it will get tough sometimes, and you will want to just quit. But I guarantee you, if you keep trying, you keep pushing, I promise you, eventually, life will get better. It is not as bad as it may seem. The situations I've been through, when I felt like I was ready to die, don't seem so bad right now. Because for whatever reason, I'm here today. I don't talk. So for this very reason that I'm talking about it, speaks volumes about how important it is to keep moving forward. So I hope, I pray that this podcast blesses somebody, because people need to hear this. So for me personally, please, if you're that person, it gets better.
All right, that's it, guys. Those are the closing thoughts by Tempest. She talked herself into tears, so we appreciate her, and I won't close on top of that. That is exactly what we all need to hear. So this is the Brick by Brick podcast, where we are transparent and where we are honestly trying to help you rebuild yourself brick by brick. You can reach me at revtony.org. Info at unchurchchurch.com. That's unchurch with an ED. I don't even know the church phone number. She knows it, but just listen to another podcast and she'll give it to you. Listen, guys, keep walking. And then after that, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Wherever you are in life, whether you're a millionaire or you're just starting out, whether you believe in yourself or not, whether you have self-assurance or low self-esteem, whether you cry yourself to sleep at night or you're on top of the world, we want to help you become a better you, because we believe that God has something greater in store just for you. Whether you're a church member or not, corporate world or not, we want to see you succeed in life. Tune into us next week as we continue helping you be a better you.